teachings, educators of Aotearoa. I am humbled and deeply honoured to have been invited here to deliver this keynote speech on how to best educate the Māori student. As a Year 12 student currently undertaking NCEA Level 2 studies, I do feel substantially qualified to share some advice on this matter. I am Iriti King of Ngāti Kaunganu and Ngāti Porou descent. My mountains are Tāwhirirangi and Hukurangi. My rivers are Mohaka and Waiapu. And my marae are Waipapa Āiwi and Tūaua. My whakapapa is an essential component of my makeup. It grounds me. It guides me. It defines me. I descend from a lineage that stretches back to Rangi Ātea. Know this and value this, and I will instantly feel like I am important to you. Therefore, it is also imperative that you pronounce my name correctly. If you truly know and value me, then the name my whānau gave me must be valued as well. If you are unsure, ask me and learn. Know that by being Māori, I live by many cultural standards, by tikanga, grounded in manaakitanga and whanaungatanga. Pay no heed to the statistics that call me a failure. You are in a position to turn those statistics on their head. Believe me when I tell you that no student wants to be a failure, regardless of age, background, or aspirations. Allow me to bask in the glow of achievement. You hold a key to my success. Know who I am outside of the classroom. I may not always remember the scientific formula for kinetic energy, but you should see me accelerate across the basketball court, just like Stephen Adams. Use what you see outside of the classroom to your advantage inside the classroom. Knowing me will assist you in using a teaching style that grabs my attention and keeps me interested. Be creative, dynamic, and make me hungry for more knowledge. When you are passionate about your subject, your enthusiasm has a ripple effect on the class. When you know me, you create a rapport with me and earn my instant respect. By knowing me, you connect with me. This does not mean that you must be my best friend or that I must be yours. It simply means be someone I can trust and confide in should the need arise. Practice effective discipline that leads to positive behaviours. When I need to be told off, tell me off. If I deserve it, I will accept it. But don't hold a grudge, and please, don't patronise me. A teacher who knows me is compassionate, and with compassion comes caring. If you know me, you know that the classroom of today is different from the classroom of yesteryear. Move with the times and use technology to make content delivery an amazing experience. However, in saying this, never forget the value of face-to-face interaction. Kanohi ki te kanohi. There are some things that technology will never replace. If you know me, you know that sometimes I am the expert and you should let me share my experiences in the name of learning. You should know I like a teacher who is punctual yet organised. I need a role model who practices what they preach. So if I must be punctual and have all my learning tools, then come to class on time and have your resources ready also. The epitome of a teacher who embodied all these qualities and knew his students well was the character played by Sidney Poitier in that 1960s classic. So profound was his teaching and influence that a student wrote him a song when he left school at the end of the year. If you wanted the stars, I would write across the sky in letters, to Sir with love. So excellent teachers, great educators and leaders of this great profession, know me, value me, believe in me, and I will do anything for you. I am creative, intelligent, and vibrant. I am Māori. Kia ora.